latest thing.
I need traffic lights. It is 7:10. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend again. It's the 8th of August. 7 days until the Premier League kicks off.
Yay.
And it's back. Footy fans.
What's the first match?
That is a good question, actually. I don't know. I don't even know who Liverpool are playing for the first game.
Is it
real true fan here, lads. yes, the kids are back in school in 24 days. And there is 2 days to go until our ladies take on Galway in the Camogie final. It's going to be an absolutely massive game. If you can't get to it, make sure you got it on the telly at home and make
sure you're
watching and shouting down the television at them. Do you know what we're going to do this morning?
Yeah.
If you're going to the Camogie final, if you're travelling up to support the ladies, will you let me know on WhatsApp? Give us your name, 086-8104-106. Start your text with Up the Rebels and tell us your name and if you're travelling. We're going to do 10 bucket hats by the end of the show as well.
I love it, yeah.
So you get to bring the very exclusive Red FM bucket hats with you to support the ladies. If you want those and you're travelling, will you let me know now and we'll get you sorted. I try and keep the old stories fairly positive on a Friday, but there's just one here sticking out at me.
Right.
That Prendeville will pick up on this, okay?
Okay.
It's just kind of, and it's just annoying me a little bit.
All right, go on,
okay,
tell
so
me
this,
what it is.
This is give me 15 seconds of negativity.
Okay.
15 seconds.
You can have that.
Start the clock.
Go.
Taxpayers have paid out a massive bill of over 275 grand to change the name of Gar the Watchdog from GSOC to Fussru. Fussru.
Sorry.
275 grand for a rebrand, including the logo, along with 14 grand for a new sign at the Dublin headquarters. 15 seconds are up.
Yeah.
It's over to you, Prendeville.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hashtag bike sheds.
Also, hashtag no lessons learned there.
Oh, 275 grand to rebrand something. What? Like, anyway. Friday. Breathe in through and out. Thank you. I love this. Parents are now turning to high-tech footwear in order to keep tabs on their children, thanks to a new range of trainers.
Yeah.
Skechers, yeah, that include hidden compartment for little air tags. A little Apple air tag. So the footwear giant has launched its latest collection, Find My Skechers, aimed at kids from 4 to 8. This is genius.
So they put a tracking device in the trainers.
They have a little slot for the tracking device. So you buy your Apple AirTag, and if it's connected to your phone, you can buy these things for like 25 quid or whatever. But it sits in this little kind of, they have a little dent.
Compartment.
Little compartment for it. Stick
that's
it in.
Very clever.
So handy. The amount of times my young fella has gone missing, he's gone into the woods or into a ditch,
and
I don't know where he is.
Oh, it's true, actually.
Now, he's got his little, we bought him a watch, and we can ring him on that.
Yeah, we've got one of those as well. They're handy.
They're very handy. But, I think when I was like 7 or 8, you could go missing for 2 days and no one would bat an eyelid. Where's he? I don't know.
Matter.
He went off with a fishing rod and we haven't seen him since.
Dawn till dusk.
He'll be back when he's hungry. Anyway, if you want to get those shoes, perfect to stick a little AirTag into it or other
handy
tracking device. How do you feel about dogs on planes?
Dogs on planes?
Yeah.
Can you bring dogs on planes?
You can in Italy.
Oh.
Told you this story a couple of months ago. An Italian airline is the first airline in the world to allow people to bring their dog onto the plane, not into the cargo downstairs.
That's right, you were telling us, yeah.
And I'm looking at a photograph of a Great Dane sitting on a flight. He's flying from Mexico to a beach resort with his owner. The owner had to buy 3 seats.
I was going to say, they're big dogs, aren't they?
They're effectively cattle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're huge. But it's so funny because, you know the way you see people, imagine loads of people sitting down on a flight and there's a photograph taken from the back of the plane.
Right.
And you can see some tall people, maybe the back of their head. This fella, his whole neck and head is just sitting up and he's looking around going, hello everybody.
Is it the dog?
It's like this giant Scooby-Doo is just sitting there.
Oh God, where does he go to the toilet those
days?
That's
the big problem. Like, I mean, if you've got a dog on board, you can't exactly pull over for a can you? No, you can't.
No. And he's a big dog.
Imagine if while they're pushing the trolley through, he gets up and right in the middle of the aisle, they do that arched back thing. No.
Imagine he goes up to the joins the queue for the toilets on the flight, just stands there, knocks on the door, goes in.
Or you're the next person after the Great Dane.
Oh, God.
You're just standing there. I hope to God it's not stinking in here. You open, what in the name of... Cork's Good Times, Red FM, Becky Hill and Sagala, Heaven on My Mind at 7:17. Just a very quick thank you to each and every one of you that make Red FM your number one choice in the morning and listen right across the day. Radio ratings yesterday, and yeah, it's just astonishing the amount of you that listen and support the station. We can't thank you enough. We love what we do in here, and we hope you do too. But you're there every day supporting this show and every other show across Red FM. And just thank you. We don't say it enough, but if we couldn't do it without you. So, nice one. I genuinely owe you all a scoop. And I'll get you all eventually, I promise. Because we couldn't do it without people like this fella. Like this absolute lunatic.
Am I weird or what? I used to love wearing duffel coats in primary school so I could suck the dye out of the sleeve.
That's Jay from yesterday's Am I Weird.
He is the winner of Am I Weird.
Oh no, he's the king. He's the king. Am I Weird king. He just came into the building to pick up. We left a little prize pack outside.
Should we leave him a little mini duffel coat?
I left him, you know, one of those things you put into the printer. It's one of those colour things. Yeah, so he can suck the bejesus out.
He's sitting in the car park now, sucking the dye out of it.
No chicken dinner. Jay is the winner for sucking the dye. Yeah, baby. Thank you so much. It's made my day. Happy days in the school. Sucking the blue out of the duffel coat.
That was the best call ever.
Jay, you bampot.
I love it.
7:19 in the morning. Right. Are you in the mood for a bit of Friday morning dad gags? Yeah. Let's go. They're bad by dads. They're dad gags. Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Thank you. Only a Red FM. Take it away, me old flower.
I told my wife that a man is like wine. They get better with age. So she locked me in a cellar.
Out of all the mountain ranges across the world, which one is the smartest? That'd be Mount Cleverest.
I told my wife we need a home improvement loan. So she gave me €1,000 to move on.
I love that. I just love it.
Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Oh my God. A man goes to the doctor. He says, "Hey doc, I've got a big problem." The doctor said, "What's the problem?" "I woke up this morning. I've got 5 willies." Doctor went, "What? Drop your pants, we'll have a look." "Good God, man. You do? How does your pants fit?" He went, "Like a glove." All right, Roar.
When they buried the man who invented the USB stick, they had to take the coffin out and turn it around and put it back in. Twice.
Twice.
How are Scottish people so good at flirting, Vic?
I don't know.
They love to make eye contact.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who?
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, God. Rory, that's awful.
Yes.
Brutality.
He loves it.
What do you call a group of chess enthusiasts bragging in a hotel lobby?
I don't know.
Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really clever. I like that one.
Did you hear about the mime who was arrested over the weekend?
The mime?
Yeah.
No, what happened to him?
He did unspeakable things. He's now exercising his right to remain silent.
Oh, my mate rang me last night. He told me he failed his first exam in Aboriginal music. I said, "That's a shame. Did you redo it?"
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Yeah.
I asked my wife to polish my medieval battle uniform while I go to the pub. She always said she wanted a night in. Shining armor.
Oh. He's so delighted. Look at him. You're so delighted with yourself, aren't you?
I've got a Polish friend who's a sound engineer. And a Czech one, too. If you know, you know.
Oh, I hope Dan heard that one out there.
One night, my wife told me she was feeling romantic, so I took her to a drive-in movie. I spent all night looking for the car she was in. Another Rodney Dangerfield classic.
Final one for me. I've got a trilogy of jokes here.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. What's Michael Jackson's favourite drink? Chee-hee. All right. What was his favourite spirit to put into a cocktail? Martini. What would Michael Jackson...
These are going to go on, aren't they? Go on.
What would Michael Jackson's pronouns be if he was still alive?
I don't know.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
These are things that we didn't know when we started the show on Tuesday when we come back.
Okay.
It's been an interesting week. We didn't know that our top telly bugbears are people asking loads of questions about the show during the show, switching channels on their phone, doing your head in. Now, if you're in a relationship with somebody, does this make sense? You sit down to watch something together. You're 25 minutes into the show and your partner looks up from their phone.
Is he a goodie or a baddie? That fella. Who's he now?
What was he in before?
Who's he now? Did he kill him? Is he trying to kill them? You know that crack?
I feel someone's like getting killed.
They're aiming this at us, Kel. KC is and Rory are both aiming
absolutely
these
absolutely not. How dare you make such an accusation? But anyway, that's telly bug. This is what this show is about. This kind of news. Because this week, scientists have taught a group of seals how to copy human sounds, and they've taught them how to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
They're coming for our jobs. The seals are coming for our jobs.
It's very cute.
Would you like to hear a seal singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Sounds better than my sports buttons. I'm in trouble.
He's got a pair of pipes, doesn't he?
He really does, isn't he? Could you put him into the...
They're well oiled.
Oh my God, what's the name of your band again? Papa Seelis. Can we get a few seals in the Papa Zetas?
Yeah, we could. Yeah. Could you get a little dicky bow on
little
them?
Little dicky bow!
It'll be really good.
The little hands.
Oh man.
Just a bucket of fish and loads of Frank Sinatra songs.
Come on, your job as well, Kel. We're both screwed.
Why Frank Sinatra? That's so funny.
Do you mean Frank Sealatra?
What's going on?
Okay, remember a couple of months ago we were talking about Mariah Carey saying that she doesn't believe in time.
Yes.
And the whole world was just like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
Now she's...
Yeah, you know when it's time to cash those checks, don't you?
Yeah, you're right about that. Apart from that kind of time, she believes in that one. She's done it again. This admission, by the way, the time one lives in my head rent-free. I still think about that
all the
said.
Time.
Do you?
Time, all the time. Time.
She's now admitted on BBC Radio 2 that global news also ceases to exist on planet Mariah.
So she's not across any current
just
affairs.
Just listen
or
to this.
Would you fancy going to space? You know, like Katy Perry did.
Did she go to space?
Mm-hmm. Not for long. I think it was...
Where'd she go?
Space? Where did she go? No one knows. Oh,
into orbit and back?
Katy Perry went into orbit and back.
She's like floating in the...
Yeah.
And this is true?
This is... I've not made this up. This is true.
Wow. All right, Katy.
She was proper in space.
I'm not mad at her. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, she... hasn't stopped talking about it since, but it happened. Would you do it?
I think I've done enough.
Like, seriously? She's...
What have I just listened to? She had no idea. What? Mariah? Earth
hello?
To, hello?
Imagine, it must be so nice to...
be on planet Mariah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's right and we're wrong.
Maybe.
We should be avoiding all of what's going on in the world and just living in our own worlds. What if she's onto something?
There's a benefit to that.
Anyway, fair play to you, Mariah.
That's
right. It's almost time to defrost yourself, by the way, as well. It's almost
time.
Tommy Fury, The Good, the Bad and the Fury is released on the 19th of August, okay? In a trailer for the show, Tommy admits to Dad John that fame is something that he's really struggling with. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to play you this clip, but I want you to tell me which side you're on.
All right.
Okay? Now, I think this is going to be a generational thing. Those of you over 30, you're going to be over in my club.
Yeah.
Under 30, you might have a different view.
Okay.
But I want to know on WhatsApp, 0868104106, who is right in this? This is Tommy Fury and his Dad John.
My life has been absolute torture for the past 6 months. Horrible. Go out in public, getting screamed at. And when you go out in public and someone says something, you know, what are you meant to do? Tip your head and walk on. The reason why, you know, all of this is here is because of social media. And it's because you have a profile and it's because people are interested in you. If you didn't, you wouldn't earn a penny. So it's tough.
Yeah, no, it's not. There's no one dead.
No one died.
Baby's healthy.
I know.
Nice house, got a good car. You're flying high. It's your mind taking over you.
I want to know when I'm back in the ring and what direction my life's taking. It's all I'm doing at the minute.
Guess what? Every boxer in the world's got this problem.
They haven't.
Of course they have. You take too much for granted. But I'm an old school kind of man. You're never going to learn off today's people.
No, but that's not the world we're
living
in. They
don't know anything.
That's not the world we're living in today. It's not
well,
like
guess
it was
what?
In the
You're going to have a very unhappy life.
Well, that's it, because that's today's world.
Come on, man. Get a grip, know your worth, and march on forward. And when I sat here, social media don't like me. Get me out of here.
All right. Who are you there? Are you in Club Tommy, Club John?
Okay. You want people to message or text in which side they're on?
He's
Tommy or John?
John is 100% right. Stop overthinking. Yeah. Stop letting other people own your mind.
That's how we were parented, though.
It was cop on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, just get on
Sorry
and cop
now.
On.
No time for that.
I get it. Like, he's getting lashed out of it on social media.
Yeah.
Well, if it's affecting your mental health that way, close it down. Just get off it.
You sound like John now. You are John.
I'm telling you now, you big sausage. Close down Instagram. Get off it. Go outside for jog. Eat apple pie. Thank you.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Will you be my pure?
Well, now, it's Friday morning, everybody. 8:10. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Friday.
Red FM Breakfast. Oh, yeah.
With KC.
Red FM.
Good morning, Victoria.
Hello.
Good morning, Rory.
Hi, gorgeous.
Where's Kelly Boo? She's out there doing Kelly things.
Kelly things.
Yesterday on the show, we were doing the Am I Weird thing, and the king of Am I Weird, he's now officially been christened the king of Am I Weird, was Jay.
The winner for sucking to die.
Why are you the winner for sucking your die?
Am I weird or what? I used to love wearing duffel coats in primary school so I could suck the die out of the sleeve.
Still so odd, isn't it?
It's beyond weird. Okay, we it's so weird. I put together a little prize pack for him yesterday, and he called out this morning. I want to. I just want to know why and how.
I know.
How is it? How did you discover, first of all, that you could remove the dye from? It was like, what's he doing?
I think everyone's going to suck in their sleeve, like as a kid for comfort, haven't they?
No,
I didn't even know.
Not me.
Not the dye part of it. Yeah, it is a very childlike thing to do, to kind of chew your sleeve. Yeah, but anyway, off the back of that, we got about 10 messages into the show, including your neighbour.
Yeah.
Who's your neighbour?
My neighbour, Mick.
Hello, Mick.
Yeah. Was asking me about he said one of his favourite pranks of all time is the duffel coat.
The duffel coat one. By the way, so you ring a lad, okay? What you have here in this particular call is layers of different answers, but you play them all at the same time. So I would say yes, but I'd also play no at the same time. Do you get me? So it just causes awful confusion.
Hey,
hi there.
Evening. How are you?
How are you?
Hello.
Very good.
How
Listen,
are you doing?
I saw your number in the phone book,
and
I'm ringing you about the duffel coat
for sale.
The duffel coat, is it?
You're selling a duffel coat, and
right,
what else?
Duffel coat. I have a fireplace and a coffee table as well.
No, I'm interested in the fire
duffel
guard.
Coat.
The fireplace.
And the coffee table? It's a fireplace, is it?
No, you're looking for... Which one are you interested in? The fireplace?
The fire guard.
Yeah, duffel coat.
The duffel coat you're ringing about.
Okay. So can you tell me how much is the coffee
the duffel coat?
How much is the what?
So can you tell me how much
is the coffee table, duffel coat?
The duffel coat?
Yeah.
The duffel coat I'd have to be getting €35 for.
Ooh, that's really,
really
expensive.
Cheap.
There's something... Yeah. Expensive or cheap, is it?
It's
really
expensive.
Cheap.
Yeah. 35 for the duffel coat. And do you want to buy the fireplace in as well?
Is it just me, or are you hearing...
Do you hear voices on the line?
What's wrong with your phone?
I can hear there's like another someone else talking as well. I thought maybe you're in an echo or there's someone beside you, is there?
When I talk to you, I can hear loads of voices.
It's
right
really, really weird.
Again, it's like there's two people talking to me, but maybe there's a line problem. Now, what are you interested in?
When you talk, I can hear loads of voices from you as well. It's
weird.
Really strange.
I can kind of hear something going on now, but I'm not sure. I'm putting it down to a bad line.
How much is the fire guard?
Duffel coat.
The duffel coat is €35.
Sorry?
Sorry, who?
Is there someone else there talking to you besides you? Because I can hear two people talking at the same time.
I don't understand what the problem is.
I can hear.
You're saying there's something wrong with my phone, but all I can hear is loads
multiple
of voices coming back from
everywhere.
You.
I can hear two people talking at the same time. Now, either I'm losing it, or there's a complete mix up with the phone lines. The duffel coat is €35, as explained. Now, are you interested in the fireplace and the coffee table, or just
Whoa! You got to stop doing this, please, because seriously,
see,
I think you're winding me up here now. What are you doing? What are you doing now?
Jesus Christ! The fireplace.
No, but look, I can hear you saying 150, and I can hear you
all
saying.
I just want to know, to buy
the duffel coat,
the coffee table,
and the fire guard.
Now, would you like to sell them to me,
or would you like me to
go
away?
Somewhere else?
Now, I'll tell you, at the moment, there's like three looking for duffel coat, fireplace, and coffee table, and I can only sell one to each let. So either I'm completely losing the plot, or someone has taken someplace.
All I can hear is you telling me 20 things.
Okay.
Okay, all right?
There's not 20 things.
All right.
Well, okay. Things that you saw on the paper.
I'm going to go now and
buy my duffel coat off somebody else.
Okay, all right. There's plenty
of duffel coats. I wouldn't actually want to wear a duffel coat from someone like you.
Because
evidently,
I don't like you.
You're mad.
I'm because I'm hearing three voices now in my head, and I begin to question myself. There's three f***ing things, a duffel coat, a fireplace, and a coffee table.
And we lost him.
Amazing.
So
we did ring him back. We're still friends. Yeah, it's all good.
Course, good times. This is Red FM. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Morning, gang. Cork Red.
Massive weekend for the ladies. It's the All-Ireland Camogie Final this weekend. And we wish them nothing but the best of luck. Still get those flags out there. Get them up. Support the ladies this weekend. If you're travelling up to Dublin, I want to hear from you now. I've got more Red FM bucket hats to give away. We'd love you to wear them with pride if you're heading up to Dublin this weekend. So if you are absolutely travelling, right now, message, start your text or WhatsApp, put up the rebels and give us your name and tell us who's going with you. We've got Red FM bucket hats for Donna Feely, Brendan Healy, Dan Donovan, Andrew Butler and Aoife Lucy. I've got five more to give away right now. If you want them, just text up the rebels in your name. If you're absolutely going up to Dublin to support the ladies this weekend, you might as well go with a bucket hat.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Good morning, Graham.
Hey, Casey, how's things?
Things are wonderful. It's Friday. Things are great. Where are you in the world, Graham?
I'm just out by Glanmire there at the minute. I'm just out doing a few deliveries, so I'm all over the place.
All over the shop. Are you finishing soon? Finished for the weekend?
No, I'll be finished there on lunchtime, off the weekend then. So.
Oh, nice.
It's actually my little girl's birthday today, Hayley. She's 7.
Oh, beautiful.
So if I win, I'm going to bring her to Smith's, so hopefully I win.
I'll
probably have to bring her to Smith's anyway.
You can kiss goodbye to that grand in about 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah, so.
Yes, she'll take aisle three.
Say happy birthday to Hayley, so.
Oh, happy birthday.
Okay, we're under serious pressure here now to get this €1,000 to you, all right?
Come on, Graham.
Graham and okay. Hayley, the very best of luck. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Graham, what colour is Superman's cape?
Red.
What Tom plays the lead role in Mission Impossible movies?
Tom Cruise.
Who's the presenter of the quiz, The Chase, on TV?
Bradley Walsh.
Question number 4. What island are the O'Halpine family connected with? So they can.
Fiji.
Question number 5. What is the name of Tyson and Tommy Fury's dad?
John.
Question number 6. What city is the show Peaky Blinders based in?
Birmingham.
Question number 7. Who will Cork play in the Camogie All-Ireland this weekend?
Galway.
Question 8. What year was the smoking ban introduced? We asked this before.
2004.
Question number 9. Jessie Jo Stark is the girlfriend of what pop rock music star? Jessie Jo Stark. You're going to have to take a guess, okay?
Yeah.
Pop rock star, very current. He's not old, he's
young.
Quite young.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, question number 10. Princess.
He's all over the news this week, isn't he?
He's not old. He's quite young. Yeah. His name is Youngblood. Youngblood.
Nah, I wouldn't have a clue. Sorry.
So sorry, man. Would you have known the answer to number 10?
Give it to me.
Princess Andrei is the daughter of what couple?
Peter Andre and
Katie Price.
You won. What's the name? Katie Price.
Your one is right.
All right.
You won with the big boobs.
That's it. The big everything.
I would have accepted that, actually, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe that, no.
I'm so sorry.
You were so close.
Graham, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Do you know what? We'll put a little prize pack together for your little girl.
Hayley.
If you can call out to Red FM, we'll have something left out for her, okay?
Oh, you're very kind. Thanks so much.
You'll be back on again, Graham. You'll get this €1,000 eventually, I promise. thanks so many for listening, and I hope your little girl has a great birthday this weekend, okay?
Thanks very much.
Well,
appreciate
Graham.
It.
Oh, cheers.
Take care.
Happy birthday, Hayley, as well, by the
way. Happy birthday, yeah.
Right, it is 8:22. Pop quiz is back on Monday. You got to get 10 out of 10, guys. If you do, you get the grand. If you don't, you come back and give it a lash.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast available every day until 11 a.m.
As a lady who's in a band, you know?
Yeah.
The Papazitas, or the Papacilas, as we call them from earlier on this morning. You know how important it is to have your sisters with you on the mic?
Yeah.
Because you're a team, you're a unit. And if somebody goes missing or leaves the band, you know, you're going to be upset.
Yes. Absolutely. Definitely.
And recruiting somebody new is going to be quite difficult. Imagine if you're in a band that is built on the fact that you're twins, like the Proclaimers.
Or Jedward.
What if one of the Jedwards leaves or passes away or, you know?
They're not going anywhere. Their Instagram, have you seen them lately? They're constantly rolling out content.
Legends.
What age are the lads now? What age are the Jedwards?
50, I'd say.
They probably took tipping 50.
62.
But I want you to think about the Scottish band, the Proclaimers.
I like them.
Okay, the lads who had 500 miles.
Yeah.
They sing that song together. There's a comedian and his name is Roscoe McElland. Roscoe has questioned what would happen if one of the Proclaimers passed away. If one of the Proclaimers died, what would 500 miles sound like?
Wake up to you. Go out with you. Get drunk with you. Go out with you.
So it's a very different song.
Amazing. That's amazing.
It's really just half the song, isn't it?
So clever. Well done, Roscoe. 8:35 in the morning, you're waking up to Cork's Good Times.
Red FM Breakfast. With Casey. Love waking up in Cork.